Howdy. I guess it's hot enough for you, right? I'm sure it can be warmed up a little bit if it's not. It is so good to be here with you brethren. Put on my eyes so I can see what I'm supposed to say. Last week, Mr. Welch had a scripture that I thought, oh boy, he's going to go where I'm planning to go, but he didn't. So instead, let's go to Matthew 22:37. Matthew 22:37. He did go there, but the thrust of his was with the second great commandment. At the time that Jesus was on the earth, at the time, during this time in Matthew, he was approached by a Pharisee, a lawyer, wanting to test him and ask him a question. Wait while I swallow this cough drop so I won't. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus answered to him, said to him, you shall love the Lord your God, thy God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Now in Mark, they added with all your strength. That particular statement that Christ made in Mark, in all your strength, was added. You know, he didn't give us any examples of how we were to do it, but he did live it, and we're going to talk about it today. We want to talk about some ways that you can show God you love him. And Jesus Christ will show us in the Gospels that it is replete with his living examples of how to love God. My purpose, my intent today, is to discuss a few of the multitude of ways that you can show God the Father love. L-O-V-E. We're going to be looking at words, actions that start with those letters. L-O-V-E. Let's start with L. What will please God? That starts with what action? Excuse me. It starts with L. Listen. It pleases God when he looks down and he sees you listening today. He's like the human parents that have children. When they listen, it pleases them. God appreciates the psalms we sang today. They were beautiful. They were showing love toward God. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But we're talking about how we listen to him. We listen to him when there's sermons. We listen to him in print when we read from the Bible. We listen to him when there are pieces of literature that we read that talk about him. And when we read it in our mind, we're in a sense listening to God talk to us. All right? So that, yes, we want to listen to God. And that pleases him. It pleased him when Jesus Christ did it. And it pleases him when we do it. All righty? if you will look through the Gospels, you'll see where Jesus listened to his Father and showed it. Another L in love is learn. When I was a teacher, I had a formula. I taught children and adults a formula for listening. It's what we hear, understand, and remember. That was something that I worked with people in working with what learning is. God is happy when we learn what he wants us to learn. It pleases him when he looks down and he sees that we are learning what he wants us to know. And throughout human life, Jesus Christ learned. He heard, he understood, and he remembered. And there are instances all through the Gospels where that is indicated. Now, I remember I said a multitude of things. I can't go through and number them all. Maybe you already have a bunch that you recognize. That's good. That's good. The more that we recognize, the more that we learn, the better that it is for us to be able to praise God. Those are the exercises of the mind, to listen and to learn. The O in obey, or in love, is obey. Human parents want their children to obey. You know how pleased you are, if you have children, when they obey you. You know how you can be a little bit displeased if they disobey. God the Father was displeased when his children did not obey in the Old Testament. But that obeying is quite important to us. We must obey. We must do what we're supposed to do. When he tells us to do something, we say, yes, sir. And we do it. Not always like we should, and then sometimes we don't do it, but we have to repent and come back and obey. Jesus Christ obeyed even to the death on the cross. He prayed at one point, if this be taken from me, please, but he said, not my will, but yours. And he obeyed. He obeyed the original plan that they had in mind, so that we could be saved. Observe is another O. God wants us to observe the Sabbath. You're doing that today. I know that God is pleased that you are here, and I hope he's pleased that I'm here, and I'm supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But I hope that he is pleased, and I know you do too, because that's why you're here. Mainly to please God, because that's what he wanted you to do. That's what he commanded you to do. Holy days. We just finished some, and Brian just mentioned some that were coming up. That's something that we're on the point of doing, at the point of doing. I'm going to go to East Texas. I was just talking with someone about going over there, and I always enjoy going there, and the people there are so loving, and it's going to be a good set of holy days for all of us if we're obeying God and we're observing them as we're supposed to. Fasting is a form of obedience, of observing. He tells us to fast. There's one day that we fast. But we're supposed to fast other days, and that is observing his rules about doing his will. Do you observe the creation? Even though it's hot out there, have you noticed the beautiful flowers? Have you noticed the birds, the beautiful trees? Observe God's creation. I know that he's pleased with it, and he's pleased when you know it and you notice it and you tell him you thank him about it. V, in love, verbalize. You did that in singing the Psalms today. But you can be vocal other ways. Pray. We had an opening prayer. You went along with the prayer and you said amen. But do you pray constantly? Do you pray several times during the day? Do you thank God for all kinds of things? I do. I have a whole bunch of things that I thank God for that I do daily. And I just say, thank you. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for helping me. Even thank you for helping me take that long walk around the block that I've tried to keep exercising with. Do you show gratitude to God? How much did it please you when your children came to you and hugged you and said, thank you? Like Brian taught in May, thank you is a powerful, powerful way to show somebody you love them. Thanking your father, thanking your mother, thanking anyone that does something for you, as Brian said, is a powerful, powerful way of witnessing to God. And he loves to be thanked. He loves to have that thank you come to him from you, from all of us. And we should thank him often, daily. Sing, that's another way to verbalize. Read the Psalms aloud. Have you ever done that? Do you do that to yourself? I read them aloud so I can hear them also, and so I can listen to them as well. Brethren, love of God is so important. Letting God know that we love him is important. I've just mentioned a few of thousands and thousands of ways that if you search it out in the Bible, that you can find to show God the Father, that you love him. If you'd like to share them with me, I've got an email address. I would really love to hear from you if you want to share some ways that you've thought of that are ways that you do show God you love him. Jesus practiced what he taught as an example for us. He loved God the Father with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his mind. We should imitate him.